Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Capitals Face Off Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to a special edition of the Capitals Face Off Podcast. Jill Sorensen here with Tarik El-Bashir.
What's up, Jill?
What up? So the reason we are doing the special podcast is to talk about our specials that are coming up. We want to make sure that we give Cap fans plenty of coverage this summer, even though the team is not around, obviously not playing. But boy, do we have some awesome shows.
Hours and hours.
For everyone.
It was
yes.
Fun to put together.
So we have three shows actually debuting this Saturday, and you were a part of two of them.
Yep.
So let's cover those first. Let's give the folks a taste of what's coming up. So the first show that we actually did together was the top five show. And the top five show was me, you, and Locker.
Locker.
Craig Lachlan. So let me just set the scene for you guys. So we go to the Kettler Capitals Iceplex.
Yep.
We're in the film room.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed video on the Caps film screen.
I was tempted to find the laser pointer and get up
right?
there and pretend I was Barry Trotz pointing
yes.
out like all the mistakes.
Yeah, well, there were no mistakes because we showed all good stuff. It was all top five, Tarik.
It was pretty cool sitting in the theater knowing
it?
That's where the guys go for the
yeah.
breakdown of the opponent's power play, the penalty
yep.
kill, getting a little peek behind the curtain is always cool.
It was really cool. So we actually showed the video. For example, these are the categories that we use. Top five goals,
yep.
top five playoff goals,
mm-hmm.
top five saves, hits, and games. So as we're watching the video, Tarik, we actually have like a running commentary
yeah.
on the best goals.
It was pretty neat because, you know, when you cover so many games, you know, 82 regular season games, a handful of preseason games, and then all the playoff games, you kind of forget about those moments in a season that several years from now are
yeah.
going to stand out. You're still
right?
going to be talking about, you're still going to be you know, reminiscing over
mm-hmm.
and
you see the video
yeah.
and like 2 years from now, you're like, I remember that.
I remember that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to sit there with you and with Locker and to kind of, you know, be reminded of those moments and then kind of get Locker's breakdown of what was happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, my recollection of what happened because all of those plays, something, you know, led up to the play.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, you know, the after effect of what happened on that play.
Yeah.
So it was really, really cool. You know, going through the games, going through the goals. Definitely had a lot of fun. I know fans are going to have a great time listening to Locker go on and on about,
it was,
you know,
didn't
the individual
say
things.
One time we were watching the video and obviously we have the sound of Locker and Joe B, you know, making the call. Locker said something and he immediately, he said, I don't know if he heard what he had said on the broadcast,
yes.
but he basically had the same
the
analysis.
The exact same words. It was the same words.
Yeah.
yeah it was really funny. I just kind of, let you know how Locker's brain works.
Yeah.
You know, whether it happened during the regular season. You know,
good or bad.
The season.
we love you, Locker.
And you're looking at it several months later, same thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, folks are going to get a kick out of that. Yeah, the season didn't end the way anyone would have wanted it to. But, you know, that said, there were some pretty special moments
absolutely.
That happened throughout the course of another President's Trophy winning season. And I think folks are going to get have a lot of fun reliving it with us.
So one thing that was fun for me prepping for that show was going back through my game notes
mm-hmm.
that I had made, you know, on my iPad of obviously specific plays and finding what we had decided were the best goals of the season.
Yeah.
And looking back at those moments, what you said, like led up to it, what happened afterward, and really sort of over the course of maybe even 10 to 15 games, how
yeah.
these moments were significant.
Absolutely. I mean, my favorite goal was Marcus Johansson's goal
mm-hmm.
Against the Maple Leafs, the one that that came right after Austin Matthews got that strange bounce.
Yeah.
You know, and my favorite hit, of course, was Dmitry Orlov, you know, flipping Matt Duchene head over heels. The only thing that would have made that cooler was it had Duchene landed on his skates and, like, kept going.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was kind of a breakdown of those sorts of things. And
pivotal games.
You know,
just really interesting.
In a pretty cool setting, you know, being there in that room was really neat.
Okay, so the next show that you and I did together was the Best Features.
Yes.
Now, this was interesting because we didn't do just the Best Features from this past season. We took sort of the past few years, I would say with like the core group,
right,
of players. And we looked back at some really fun moments. But standout probably for you was driving with Alex Ovechkin. Kind of broke that down again.
Yeah, that was certainly one of the highlights of my season. And to kind of give people a little background, I'm not sure anyone out there knows, Craig Lochlin was supposed to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good story.
He had some car trouble.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there in the media room working on a story and got a call from my producer saying, yeah, Locker's transmission is somewhere on Route 50. And so is he. Would you like to ride with Alex Ovechkin? I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. It took you like less than a millisecond.
I was already in the in the parking lot going, where's his AMG Mercedes? I'm ready to do this. And, you know, as you folks out there probably know, I'm a car guy. Alex is a car guy. You know, we talk hockey sometimes and we talk cars even more often when we see each other in the locker room. And to get to ride with him and talk about, you know, this was in the preseason. This was before anything had unfolded.
Right.
You know, to get to kind of, you know, pick his brain a little bit in terms of, you know, what he was thinking about, you know, what, where the pressure was, how he was dealing with internalizing all that pressure.
Yeah.
And we also got to talk about, you know, having a 500 horsepower Mercedes on.
And you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
On the video, you actually hear that engine.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
It's a pretty nice car. yeah, you know, the same car that he went delivering pizzas in later.
Yeah.
We also showed some of that.
Yep,
so that was also a lot of fun to go on pizza delivery duty with Ovechkin.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun moments this season as well. We also looked back at my visit with Grace Cohen, 89-year-old super fan. So sweet. I had a chance to talk to her just a few weeks ago even. And she's so awesome. And just the history that she can impart and the close relationship that she and her late husband
had. That just doesn't happen anymore.
It
was really cool. It was really cool to see how she befriended some of the coaches and players and had them over for dinner.
Yeah.
And how she, you know, became a super fan. I mean, it was really neat.
And it's too bad. I wanted them to win, especially for her this year. And also we took a revisit a few years ago when I went hunting with Jay Beagle. It wasn't the actual hunt that we showed this time. It was, we had to sight in our bows and do some fun
little target
stuff.
Practice.
It was, it was cool. So for fans who remember that piece, from a few years ago, we get to show you that one as well. So the last show that we are debuting on Saturday is the Best Playoff Moments from Caps History.
Yeah.
So we go way back, and this is Joe Beninati and Alan May join me. We're actually in the locker room at Verizon Center, the Caps locker room.
Neat.
Set up a few director's chairs in there, all the lights. And it was really awesome. I will say, especially, and you know this because you talked to Alan a lot, and he was a part of an important part of this franchise and the trade that really saved this franchise, essentially.
Yeah.
And so to hear his stories and the people he played with and the John Drews, just alone, the John Drews playoff moment was incredible to hear about.
Yeah, it really was. And when I was asked about my favorite playoff moment for something that J.J. Regan and I wrote for the website, the one that came to mind, and look, I've been covering the Caps on and off since the early 2000s.
Yep.
But I'm a lifelong Washingtonian, so I've been watching them since, you know, I was old enough to really understand what was going on the screen, which would be the late 90s.
Yep.
I'm sorry, the late 70s. I'm not that young.
I was going to say.
Late 90s, So, late 70s.
That's okay. I was going to give you the benefit of that.
And the one that really stuck out to me, and I was covering it for the Washington Post, was the dueling hat tricks in Game 2, 2009 Stanley Cup semifinal against the hated Penguins.
Yep.
And just when you thought that the game couldn't, or this series couldn't, live up to all of the hype? I mean, it's all anyone in hockey was talking about.
Yeah.
It was the back-to-back MVPs,
right,
the faces of the league, meeting in the second round, mm-hmm, with a, you know, a trip to the conference final on the line.
Yeah.
And in game two, they traded goals. It was really unbelievable. Being there on press row, being in that building, you know, watching how, I think Alex scored the first two goals of the third period to kind of put the game away for a certain, mm-hmm, for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then Crosby had the goal where he batted it out of midair with like 30 seconds left. You're like, oh my God, they're going to pull Fleury and they're going to tie this up.
Yeah.
And just that game was so crazy. You know, when you cover night games for a newspaper, it's really stressful, because especially when it's a big moment, because you, mm-hmm, want to capture everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember being so, like, I had a smile on my face when I was writing that story. Like, there was no pressure. I was just like, This is unbelievable. I will never see dueling hat tricks in a playoff game of this magnitude ever again. This isn't even like
a, right, with the two faces
stars
of the league.
Yeah. At the height of their popularity, at,
right,
the height of their, you know, and they're still top players today.
Sure.
But I mean, that was when they were on top of the world.
Yeah.
And to be able to cover that and see, mm-hmm, that and to relive that in the show, I mean, that's pretty cool.
It was awesome to hear Joe B talk about that as,
yeah,
well. Very, very cool. So you guys, make sure you check out these specials. They're going to be debuting on Saturday, but airing throughout the summer. We had a lot of fun putting them together. A lot of hard work by our Caps broadcast producers.
Yep.
Ryan Billy, Jason Murphy especially. So take a look and let us know what you think. Also,
yeah, you got nothing else going on Saturday
know,
night,
seriously.
Folks. Come on.
Seriously, tweet at us and tell us if you agree or not with our,
yeah,
top fives and best ofs.
And like Jill said, if you miss it Saturday night, it's going to air at other times. But,
yep,
you don't want to be the only guy at the water cooler on Monday that didn't.
So DVR
see it,
so, yeah, and check it out Sunday if you have to. Okay. Tarek, thanks for joining me.
Anytime.
All right. Caps Face Off podcast out.